All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And believe it or not, folks, it is definitely panic time for the San Francisco Giants. And I am not referring to second baseman Joe Panic. You look at the Giants right now, and this was a team that when the second half of the Major League Baseball season got underway, they were 57-33. They had a very comfortable lead atop the National League West. They were even possibly being looked at as getting home field advantage throughout the entire National League playoffs. But now, on Labor Day 2016, the Giants are looking up in the standings to the Los Angeles Dodgers for first place in the NL West. And they still have the first wild card in the National League, but they have a half-game lead over the St. Louis Cardinals for that spot. And then you have the New York Mets, who are just 1.5 games behind the Giants as well. And for the Giants, it has really come apart. This was a team, like I said, they were 57-33 at the break. Now, after their 6-0 loss today to the Colorado Rockies, San Francisco is 73-64. So if you really want to take the time out to break it down, they are simply 16 up and 31 down since the All-Star break. San Francisco has not won more than 2 games in a row since July. And on top of that, they have not won a series all second half long. And I mean, where do you start where how things have gone apart for this Giants club? I mean, you look at their lineup and they do have plenty of talent there, but it has not been able to get going, whether it be Brandon Crawford at short, Buster Posey at catcher, Joe Panic at second base, Brandon Belt at first base. You look at the table setters, guys like Angel Pagan and Denard Span, they've had issues. When the Giants score runs, they're not getting starting pitching. When they get starting pitching, they're not scoring runs. When they get quality starting pitching and hitting, the bullpen shows up and they blow the game. And it's really a tough spot to pinpoint where things have gone wrong for the Giants, because this is a veteran club. They have leadership on this team. You look at a guy like Madison Bumgarner that leads this rotation. You look at Buster Posey, who is the unquestioned leader of this lineup, along with outfielder Hunter Pence. And it simply has not worked out for the Giants this year. I mean, Brian Sabian, their executive VP of baseball operations, he has his finger on the pulse of this team, and the same can be said on a day-to-day basis of their skipper, Bruce Bochy. But the way that the Giants are going right now, they could be on the outside looking in the postseason, because right now the Mets and the Cardinals are really beginning to pick up their play in the wild card race. And you look at the Dodgers, they've been hanging around and hanging around. Now they're getting it going. And then starting pitcher Clayton Kershaw is coming back to the rotation this Friday for the Dodgers, and that is only going to enhance their chances of winning the division. And if you're the Giants right now, you have to find a way to hold off the Cardinals and the Mets. And the Mets are playing better, and the Cardinals are playing better. Both of these teams are getting as healthy as they possibly can at this point of the season. But San Francisco, they have to find a way. There's too much talent there. There's too much pride on this team. But they simply have to find a way to hold off at least one of these teams, the Cardinals or the Mets, to try to get it turned around. At this point, I don't see them catching the Dodgers for first place in the NL West to win that division. So their only way to get in is going to be the wild card. But it's a shame, because the Giants have all of the talent in the world, but they simply cannot figure it out. You look at their schedule now, they have 2 more with the Rockies before they're on the road once again for 3 games against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And this has been a very, very long road trip for the Giants already. They lost 3 out of 4 on the road in Chicago against the Cubs. They dropped the first game today against Colorado. Like I said, 2 more against Colorado this week, followed by 3 on the road against the Diamondbacks. And then they're home for 3 against the San Diego Padres, and a huge series between the 15th and 18th of September, a 4-game series out in Frisco, and they will host the St. Louis Cardinals, and that will be followed by a big-time road trip, 3 against the Dodgers, 4 more against San Diego, And then they finish up the regular season with a 3-game series at home against the Rockies and a 3-game series against the Dodgers. And I guarantee you, if the Dodgers have already clinched the National League West by that time, they will not take it lightly. And I guarantee you, there will be nothing better for them to go out there and eliminate their age-old rivals and the Giants and keep them out of postseason contention if the Giants are still around in the wild card picture. So for San Francisco, something that looked so good 2 months ago has really just simply come apart for them. And for their sake, hopefully, they can get it turned around. But the way that the Giants are going, come October, they are going to be watching the postseason at home with the rest of us. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And I hope that as many of you fine folks as possible had the opportunity to check out the fun and excitement at MCU Park this summer at Coney Island, Brooklyn. And of course, the Cyclones will be right back in action next June, same spot. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number one in the NFL. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.